This is Frankly Speaking on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio with Deacon Frank DeFrank, a deacon of the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Have you ever wondered what St. Joseph was really like? What impact he might have had on Jesus? He says nothing. So little is written of him. The silence surrounding Joseph in Scripture is deafening. Or is it? For sure, he was not unknown in his community. When in Mark 6, Jesus references his messianic mission, his neighbors quickly retorted, "Is this not the carpenter's son, the son of Mary? Who does he think he is? Where does he come off with preaching to us? He's a carpenter, son of a carpenter." In human terms, Jesus was a chip off the old carpenter's block. Somehow in this exchange, one can sense Joseph's stealth presence. From what Scripture does say, we clearly see that Joseph believed and did his best to do God's will as he understood it, without regard to personal cost. When he found out Mary was pregnant, he must have been somewhat unnerved. Yet he chose not to expose her to public disgrace and planned to quietly break the engagement. But just when he had resolved to do this, God told him not to. He listened, believed, and embraced what God had laid out in front of him. Matthew 1:18 to 25. Talk about faith, humility. In those early years, it seemed that nothing came easy for Joseph. Taking Mary, who was well along in her pregnancy, on an arduous journey to Bethlehem, then having to live in a stable when they got there. He couldn't have felt good about that, but he was there for his wife and son. And then in response to God's directive, he has to pick up his family and head for Egypt to protect them. How hard must that have been? Mother, baby, desert, the unknown. Determination, courage, tenacity come to mind. When Herod dies, and again responding to God's directive, Joseph returns to Israel, choosing to settle in Nazareth, where he thought his family would be safe. Matthew 2:13-23. Oh my, another relocation. Then there was the visit to the temple and the apparent loss of Jesus. Luke tells us they searched for 3 days before finding him. "Son," Mary said, "why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been frantically searching for you everywhere." Luke 2:41-50. We can surely understand what Joseph and Mary felt in those 3 days. Intense anxiety. What lasting impact must this lived parental love had on Jesus? We are told they returned to Nazareth, and over the next 18 years, in the ins and outs of daily living, Jesus grew in height and wisdom, and he was loved by God and everyone who knew him. It was within the loved and lived conversation with Joseph and Mary that Jesus' personality and mindset were formed. Consider later, when Joseph spoke about his Father in heaven, he did so with great affection. How did he come to understand the notion of Father? Where did he first experience the human reality of the word Father? For sure, in large part, from Joseph. Who then is Joseph? Is there any doubt that he was a strong, courageous, humble, open-minded, faith-filled, hard-working husband and father who loved his family, provided for them, taught Jesus his trade, and with Mary, enabled Jesus to grow in wisdom, age, and grace? Well, perhaps Joseph is silent, but it's not an impotent silence. It's a glaringly sanctifying silence. It's a silence of love lived as a backdrop for the one who is love living in his midst. Is there any doubt that with a little time to reflect on the life of St. Joseph, that we couldn't find one or two of his qualities to emulate? To believe, to trust, to obey God with complete understanding. to be silent long enough to hear the Spirit within us, and then to act with courage on how we are inspired to live. To practice the virtue of humility, which reminds us not to consider ourselves more than we are, but also not less than we are. Saint Joseph, protector of the universal church and role model for all of us, pray for us.